Radhe Shyam Jai Sri Vrindavan Da. Jai Radhe Shyam Sri Vrindavan Da. Radhe Shyam Jai Sri Vrindavan Da. Just see where we are, under the shelter of very, very old Pilu Kalpa Briksha trees that can fulfill our desires, in the bhajan place of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, who was like our great-great grandfather, who was always hoping to bestow all blessings upon his descendants. In the presence of Krishna and Balaram, who herded cows in this very place and engaged also in wonderful pastimes with the gopis of Vrindavan when they were traveling from Yavat, which is this direction, Yavat. Kaha? That way, Nandagaon. This way, ADK. So Srimati Radharani would walk with the gopis, and Krishna and Balaram and all the coward boys would be there, and the cows. So wonderful pastimes took place here. And Prabhupada once said at Krishna Balaram Mandir that if you have a problem that you can't solve, you should take it to Balaram. So Maharaj has his office open for consultations. I have my office open for consultations, but Balaram has his office open for, and he can deal with everyone all at once. So please take everything to Lord Balaram, so Maharaj and I can chant. No, Lord Balaram, he's fully competent in dealing with everything. But go with a proper heart. Srila Rupa Goswami is here. The dust of Vrindavan is here, and these wonderful. Look at these trees. Look at these old trees who actually witnessed the pastimes of Rupa Goswami writing in this very place. Let's take a moment to to offer some prayers to Srila Rupa Goswami, to our Srila Prabhupada, to Krishna Balaram, to the trees. Narottama Das Thakur, as we heard yesterday, said that Rupa and Sanatana are the keeper of the great wealth of love of Krishna and possess many jewel necklaces of that prema bhakti. And please give us one necklace or one jewel. Later we'll tell you some things about Maharaj, such a wonderful, exalted Vaishnava. He's done the whole renovation here.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pistaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Today, my dear devotees, we want to chant with fresh wind in our sails. The fresh wind is the mercy of Rupa Goswami, which is freely available here at the place where he wrote so many Vaishnava Granthas. Rupa Goswami is the leader of all of us Vaishnavas, both in this world as well as in the transcendental world in the kingdom of God. For Sadakas in this world, he wrote the Namashtakam, the 8 verses glorifying the holy name. And as I said, he's the leader of all the Vaishnavas. So what he does is taken up by other Vaishnavas as a guidance. I would like to give you one practical example of this, Rupa Goswami wrote the Namashtakam, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur took the verses and in his work Gita Bali presented the same verses in his own ways, a little extended. And he writes about the Harinam, something which Rupa Goswami wrote earlier in Sanskrit. And I would like to chant this with you. Rupa Goswami, in the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or Rupa Goswami's nectar, chewed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and made more digestible for us, says, "The brilliant sun of the transcendental holy name of the Lord has appeared in the material universe in order to destroy ignorance." There are two suns, in other words, the sun which you see here and the sun which will hopefully appear today on your tongue, the sun of the holy name, which is meant to destroy the inner darkness, the darkness of ignorance. Those who are saintly souls, like the one, this is the modern version, like the ones in the Japa retreat 2007, not 8. They cast aside all worldly attractions and cultivate affection for the name alone. So, today, no worldly attractions, only affection for the name. And in this way, Rupa Goswami, in the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, describes that it is impossible to properly glorify this sun. It may be possible to glorify that sun, but the sun of the holy name, no one can properly glorify. Because if it arises even a little bit on the horizon of the heart, this holy name, will immediately destroy all the darkness from many, many lifetimes. This sun cannot destroy the darkness in the heart. And therefore, the holy name sun is a more important sun, more powerful. The sun of this we can't really point to the sun of Braj, because that's also a transcendental sun. But normal sun may destroy some darkness, but the holy name bestows divine wisdom upon our spiritually blinded eyes. And when the sun rises totally in the heart, the sun of the holy name, not only ignorance is destroyed, no, something is given. Some understanding and relishment of Lord Krishna is given. This is the poem. Now, when a devotee will advance in his or her Krishna consciousness, a wonderful thing will take place, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described in his songs. You will wander along the paths of Vrindavan, either in body, or you will be in meditation in Vrindavan Dham, and somewhere on the path you will meet the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, Ananga Manjari. You might also meet another Sakhi, and they will bring you very confidentially to Rupa Goswami in his form as Rupa Manjari. And Rupa Manjari will take you to the holy place Radhakund in the spiritual world and train you. And then one day you are ready, and Rupa Manjari will say, "Now take these flowers and offer them to the divine lotus feet of Radha and Krishna." By the way, these kind of flowers are also there in this virtual, are also, how do you always say it? Because we are in the spiritual world. They are also, there, Golok Vrindavan. These trumpet-shaped flowers, wake up, are the flowers which Lord Krishna carries over his ear. He usually takes only one flower on one ear, and then to show his tremendous attractiveness, to show how youthful he is, he will pick the flower from one ear and put it on another, to exhibit his youthful playfulness. So you will come one day and supply the flowers for Lord Krishna's decorative thing. This is happening by the mercy of Rupa Goswami. Now Rupa Goswami picks us up from this world with the sun of the holy name, through which the darkness will disappear from our heart, and through which the holy name, the blessings of Krishna will, the blessing of knowing and understanding something about Krishna will happen in our heart. Huh? And then he waits as Rupa Manjari on some path in Vrindavan for us and says, hey, come here. You need to know how to pick these flowers and place them in the service of Radha and Krishna. So Rupa Goswami is the leader here in this world for us by preaching the knowledge which we need, the Abhideya Tattva, how to reach him. And he waits for us continues to train us more when we are in our spiritual forms. Today, we will do the day like this. This is a beautiful area arranged like Kunj. It has all the most comfortable sitting places you can imagine. There is no rocky terrain, but there is nice dusty terrain. So you please sit there and chant and chant and chant. And when you get dry, don't forget to pray for Rupa Goswami. He might send the soothing sun rays of the holy name in your direction. There will be, for those who need a little refreshment on their course, Burijam Prabhu's shop is open from 1:30 to 2:30. You will have to find Burijam Prabhu. Maybe he is in ecstasy under one of the trees. And my shop is open from 2:30 to 3:30. I will also be under one of these trees. So if you require some, or want to get some spiritual inspirations, or want to discuss a little Krishna Katha, we are very enthusiastically waiting for you. From now on, it is like this. We request you to observe silence, except for chanting. It will be your meeting with the holy name throughout the whole time. The only time when there is no silence is when you visit Burijam Prabhu's shop. Please spend this time in a very meditative way. You will see he is much, much easier than in Vilaska. But you need to connect with Rupa Goswami. This is what we will do. Up to 4 o'clock, you have now 5 hours. Very good. This is very good. Maybe 5 hours, and then one more hour. Maybe we will stay a little longer. And then in the evening we can also chant, and this way we are for sure able to chant extra rounds, more rounds than we usually chant. Please use this well this time to make it extra rounds, because tomorrow, I believe, is the celebrated 64 rounds day, which will be announced this evening, how we will do it. There we will give 8 hours for chanting, so that it's very easy, distributed throughout the day. Please use your time economically, but those of you who do feel tiredness, don't try to just fight from morning to from now on with brother sleep. It's also possible to sleep under a tree, but be careful what you desire, because these are desire trees, and what you dream might be instantly fulfilled. Hare Krishna. De De Sirade, De De Sirade, De De Sirade. Siam, Srila Rupa Manjari ki, Shri Rupa Goswami ki. Gaura Premanandi Hari Haribo. You might also like to sit for a moment and chant with everyone to get some strength and then wander off, or wander off immediately. Everything is free now. Bhujan Prabhu and myself will chant a little here and then we will wander off, most probably.